Welcome to the Jasmine Star Show. I am your host, a photographer, business strategist, and founder of the monthly membership, Social Curator. I am recording today from my home in Newport Beach. I'm actually sitting on the floor in sweatpants. I peeled off my eyelashes. We're about to get real. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nobody to impress. So wherever you are tuning in from, I am so glad you are here. If you're listening to this in real time, we are just a few weeks away from Thanksgiving. Praise all the tofurkey. For those of you who don't know, I am a vegetarian and I ain't trying to eat anything that has eyelashes. You know what I'm saying? Do turkeys have eyelashes? Very interesting question. Hit me up on Instagram DM if you know if turkeys have eyelashes. Either way, I ain't trying to eat a turkey. But after Thanksgiving, it leads to Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Giving Tuesday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and that just flows into the crazy holiday season in December. So, although everyone seems to be stressed around the holidays, us business owners seem to have overwhelm leaking out through our ears when November hits. Am I right? Can I get an amen? I'm just going to put out and say one thing. You are not alone. As you head into the holiday season, I know it's tempting to think your business will be lost in a sea of social media posts. I often hear from business owners who say things like, "How can my posts compete with all the promoted posts on Instagram?" Or they'll say things like, "The only way my Facebook post will be seen is if I run ads." And I get it. It's really frustrating. And when people think their efforts won't return with the results that they want, they consider quitting before they even begin. Maybe you feel the same way. Maybe you're like, "Yo, Jasmine, I'm already feeling it. Why am I going to bother?" And friend, the way to combat these negative emotions is to have a plan for selling on social. And this plan is going to actually happen weeks before your posts go live. Because I love you for subscribing to the Jasmine Star Show. And I absolutely do not want you to be stressed out this holiday season. In this episode, I am giving you my top 3 tips for turning followers into customers this holiday season. So ho, 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 let's dive into it. You know, I just feel like when my jokes come flying out of me, we all better ho, ho, hope I don't continue it throughout this entire episode. You know, again, when you laugh the hardest at your own jokes, are they really that funny? I don't know, but we're going to get into our top 3 tips. Tip number 1, incentivize. The best way to promote sales during the holiday season is to incentivize your followers to buy. So what does this mean? You need to come up with a special reason for people to buy and buy immediately. Because the holidays are a fantastic way to give something really awesome to prospective customers. So there's a ton of ways that we can make this happen, but I'm going to share a few ideas to get your wheels turning. Now remember, these are ideas to incentivize people to buy right then. You could share a holiday discount. Perhaps you have a buy one, get one free. Perhaps another way to incentivize somebody is to offer free shipping or a free gift with purchased or perhaps a free upgrade, or maybe you can offer free bonuses. Now, there's a ton of things that you could do to incentivize. Now, one thing that is going to be very important is you take a step back and you remember that people are being sold to at every turn during the holiday season, which is a double-edged sword because they're, you know, ready to be swiping their credit cards, but they are also having to pick and choose what they're going to purchase this year. So you need to make your offer stand out amongst the rest of the juicy offers by offering an irresistible offer. An irresistible offer means that you offered something that incentivized them so quickly that they're like, "This right here, this is the thing I need to buy for my mom," or "This is something my sister's going to love." Now, a little bit of a caveat. There is a note when it comes to incentives. I don't think you should discount too much so that your customers are wondering about the quality of the product or service you're selling. I am not that big of a fan of like really large discounts because I sometimes think it can come across as devaluing your product or perhaps generate mistrust with your audience. I am a big fan of adding bonuses or adding incentives that don't discount your product, but make somebody look and say, you know what? This is the thing that I've been waiting for. I want to give you an example of an incentive that worked really well at my yoga studio. They said that if you spend $100 on a gift card, you will get an extra $20 gift card. So this worked really well because I got her $100 gift card to a yoga studio we go to, and then I pocketed 20 bucks for myself. That was an incentive. Now, they didn't say spend $80 and get 100. They said spend the 100 and you get $20. Now, we see these incentives all the time, and we have the ability as small business owners to do something in the same way. Now, let's move into tip number two, and that is to engage. When you're selling on social media, it is really important to engage with your customers during and, way more importantly, leading up to your sale. I don't want you engaging only when you're selling something. So examples of engagement include things like watching and commenting on other people's stories, commenting on your dream customers' photos, liking their photos, replying to comments, creating stories with questions and polls, and then when people vote on a poll or when they respond to one of your questions, you are DMing them back just to create the conversation. That is called engagement. Or perhaps you do a live Q&A so that you can answer questions in real time about your product or service and the corresponding incentives during the holiday season. A common mistake I see a lot of business owners making is being radio silent on social media for weeks. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're hitting their audience so hard with a bunch of sales posts while they're in a promotional phase. Now, this is why people are afraid of being too salesy. Well, you won't be too salesy if you're always in a state of engagement. I don't think you should use social media just to sell. You have to use social media to connect, build trust, and create conversations. It is only when you do those three things, it is only when you connect, build trust, and create conversations that you can then sell. If you say, Jasmine, I've tried selling before in the past, it didn't go anywhere. Yeah, but if you only sold and you didn't meet people and treat people for being people, you're gonna have a really hard time with the conversion. When you serve and engage with your audience consistently, when it comes time to promote, your audience are not going to be turned off because they will have been primed to buy from you. Now, to kind of further this idea, because sometimes when I'm doing the podcast, I sound way professional. I have my podcasting voice on. Okay, I have to just be real and bring this on down because I was recently interviewed on Your Virtual Upline, and this is a podcast hosted by Bob Helig. Bob and I were in a mastermind last year. He has a really great mind, and he works heavily with a lot of people in direct sales. He invited me on his podcast to talk about, hey, sales specifically on Instagram stories and building out a strategy for that. But specifically, it was a strategy to foster engagement on social, which then turned into the sale. And so I'm about to share a glimpse into that conversation so you can actually see these high-level thoughts really boil down into direct selling so that you can apply it to your business as well.
With all love and respect, because I really think that you're truly brilliant, I don't care what you prefer. The same way you should not care what I prefer. Hell, I don't care what I prefer. I only care what my dream customer prefers.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, people, it kind of like grates on me. People are like, Jasmine, Instagram is where you should be. And I'm like, or Instagram is where all businesses should be. And I'm like, no. Not if your customer's not there.
Yeah.
Listen, if you are in direct sales and you are 65 years old, double down on Facebook. Triple down on Facebook. There's no need for you to diversify where your customer isn't at. And the only reason I'm talking about this is because we're here to talk about Instagram stories, but I also want to know that the same applications we're talking about, Instagram stories, could 100% be applied to Facebook stories, to LinkedIn stories, yeah, and whatever next platform. So we're talking about social stories, period. Yeah. We know that they're effective. We can get into that, but that's not to say if you're not doing Instagram stories, you're going to lose the game. It's absolutely not. This is about your customer only.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I should have clarified. I prefer it because I just find it's easier for me to engage in conversations with people that
I love it.
Are like real people that I actually want to be promoting.
1,000% You and I feel the same way. 100%
So you've got Instagram, and you know, there's a lot of different components of Instagram. You've got the feed, you've got Instagram TV, you've got Instagram Live. We're here to talk Instagram stories. Why are Insta stories so important? What makes them so great? And what are some of this? What are some of the statistics in terms of, you know, where are people spending time on Instagram? Let's at least build the case why they should be doing stories on Instagram.
So studies have shown that stories are the fastest growing component within the app itself. So that's super promising. Like, so we're in Vegas, and I tell you, if you place your bet on red 16, there is a higher likelihood you're going to get it based on where this ball is spinning. Cool. That in and of itself is good. I like to focus on the types of customers who watch stories, specifically customers who watch stories from beginning, middle, and end. If you are noticing that you have a small group of people who are watching all of your stories, they are going to be your hottest leads, your most likely customers, and your soon to be downline. Those are the people who just really want to creep on you. They want to see the nuances. They want to see the lifestyle. Now, we have to remember, as we get into this MLM world, people, yes, are buying the shake, the hair care, the makeup, but what are they really buying? A piece of your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And if you can effectively communicate that in stories, you're already 10 steps ahead of the game.
Yeah. And that's the great thing for anybody that's listening, that's like a complete newbie to stories. One of the great things about stories is you can actually literally see the names of every person that's watching your story. So as you go through them, obviously the number will diminish over time because people kind of check out, but you get to that last story, you're going to see common names of people. And that's what Jasmine's referring to. Those are like the hottest of hot prospects because they care enough about what you have to say that they're actually showing up every day. And I think that's a great advantage that stories can give you in terms of marketing.
And so let's break this down with an example, if that's okay, Bob. Yeah. So how would I give this example? And if you say, no, this is not going to work, like, let's move on. And hey, no, I have no pride. I have no ego. Like, I want to serve your crew.
Yeah,
so let's say that I am in direct sales. I'm an MLM and I'm selling makeup. One thing that I would do on stories in order to drive engagement and create personal allegiance is that I would put out a story and I would say, hey guys, I'm thinking about doing a smoky eyelid, or I'm thinking about doing a day look. Which would you prefer? So I record that story. And then what I do is I go through and I put a poll. I add a poll sticker to that story. And on one side of the poll story, I say smoky eye. And on the other side of the story, I say day look. So I, depending on which wins, let's say 67% of people want the day look. Well, what I do is I will create a story. Hey guys, here's a 4-part story of how I create my 5-minute day look. I record it. And then what I do is I can go and see the results from the poll. Anybody who voted for the day look, I can send them a DM and say, hey, Jennifer, I did a day look. Hope you enjoy. Next. Hey, Bobby, I did a day look. Hope you enjoy. Hey, Susan. And so people are like, wait, we can send a DM to people who watched our stories and then indicated that that is the content they want to see. Yes, yes, yes. And so just imagine when Bobby opens a DM from you after voting, and then you say, hey, Bobby, I did this video. She's like, number one, she's blown away that you've taken the time to respond to her. Number two, you're creating valuable content she's already considered wanting to see. Number three, she's building out your engagement. And number four, you're building a pathway to trust and communication, which then leads to product and then possible downline as you build your team.
Boom, mic drop. That's it.
Hey.
Episode over. They don't need anymore. But seriously though, here's why this is so good, because so like you have the option when you post a story, you can either post it to your story or you can send it directly to someone else, right? Instagram gives you the ability to do that. And that's what Jasmine's referring to. But here's why I love this, because the thing that I always hear from people is, what do I say when I message someone, right? They're so stuck on like how to open up a conversation. What easier and better way to open up a conversation with giving someone something of pure value that they actually asked for and you know they need? And it's such a great way to add value and create rapport. And let's be real, for most people starting out, it's not like you're going to have thousands of people that are answering your polls. So it's going to be very doable. And I would argue, what better time could you possibly spend than doing something like
that? Oh, a thousand percent. If your customer list isn't deep, and if you don't have a very large team, what you don't have is money, but what you have is time. And time leads to money if it's strategically aligned to your goals. And so in this perspective, Bob is 1,000% right. Like, people say, but Jasmine, only 7 people voted on a story. That's 7 hot leads. Are you crazy? Put up those praise hands and say 7 people want to see something that I want to put out. Heck yes. When's the last time you walked into the library, a bar, church, a bat mitzvah, and 7 people said, hey, I want to see your smoky eye look? Ain't not happening. 7 people on Instagram indicate that it's such, you're winning the game.
Yeah. And you could, and you could potentially, I mean, there's a limitless amount of possibilities of how you could execute that. So like what you would do is, if whichever side won, right, you could post that. But then you could still individually message all those people and say, hey, I don't know, just in case you missed it, here's the thing. I saw you answer, right? So you could,
that's 100%. 110%. That's actually, it's so crazy. That's actually what I thought I was proposing. And then you had come out and said, oh, you can actually send stories to people. So this is actually one story that could be executed in 2 different ways. You could send that story to somebody, or you can go back in your responses and DM them and say, hey, before the story expires, I just did the content that you wanted to see.
Yeah.
Like, we literally have no excuses not to be creating content that specifically people have indicated.
Yeah. So you do both and you use it either way. But doesn't this get back to this core fundamental idea where it's like, we get so caught up in the numbers, and, you know, a lot of it stems from the fact that we attach our own self-worth to the amount of likes or views that we get. And to me, what wins on social today is going deep.
To synthesize what you heard, lead with valuable content that your ideal customer would be interested in and that is related to what you sell without actually selling your product or service. This is how we can start conversations that turn our followers into customers. Now, y'all, we're rounding third base. We're going to bring this thing on home. We're heading into tip number 3, and that is consistency. If you are a member of Social Curator, or you just follow me online a lot, you know that my juiciest tip for turning followers into customers is consistency. Yep. I'm telling you guys, that's it. You're probably so sick and dang tired of hearing that word from me, but I promise you, you do not have to be the most talented, the most well-spoken, the best looking, the richest, the wittiest. You ain't got to be any of that, because success goes to those who are consistent. Success goes to those who are undaunted. Success goes to those who show up every single day when it is not hard and when it is not glamorous and when you feel like you ain't got nothing to say. Guess what? You're speaking to somebody who needs to hear from you in that moment, not just when you sell. The greatest secret to my success has been consistency. It's showing up every day, day after day on social media to create conversations, not just sales pitches, and create content. You know this. I know this, but just in case you need more reasons to show up every day on social media before you start promoting your business during the holiday season, here are a few of my favorites. You build trust with your followers when you want to talk with them, not just sell to them. When your audience is warm, this means when they're talking back to you, when they're leaving comments, aka when they're engaging with you, your Facebook and Instagram ads are cheaper because the social platforms know exactly who they should be showing the ads to. If people have previously engaged with your content in an organic form and you pay to create an ad, you can retarget those people who've engaged with your previous posts. And y'all, those are the cheapest and most effective ads. Followers are more likely to share your holiday promotions with others because they know, like, and trust you, and they want to support your endeavors the same way that they'd want to help a friend. And when followers share your promotional endeavors, my gosh, that snowball effect is incredible. When I head into a holiday promotion, I've learned it's best to create a month time frame so I can approach the promotion strategically and with ease. So let me break this down in the simplest way possible. I create a 4-week template to ensure I can show up to promote my business every day and be filled with holiday cheer. Now, this is the secret to consistency, friend. Not just holding the sweet intention of being consistent, but actually putting a plan in place to do it. Now, I get it, right? I'm sitting here, I'm talking about this 4-week strategy and template that I use, and you could be thinking, okay, Jasmine, I get you. I just don't know how to post consistently. I can hardly keep my head above water as it is, let alone create content every single day for weeks leading up to my Black Friday sale, right? Maybe you're thinking that. Or maybe you're thinking, Jasmine, I have this big Cyber Monday promotion that I want to do. I'm just so burnt out. How can I get this all done? And I'm going to sit here across the radio waves and let you know, boo, I get you. I really do. I know you're busy. I know you're tired. And I know you want to use social media as a way to chase your big, crazy, gnarly dreams. I get it. So I'd like to invite you to consider an easier way. One where you don't have to stay up late taking poorly lit lifestyle flat lays and stare at a blinking cursor for hours just to create one Instagram post. There is an easier way. And that easier way is on socialcurator.com, Buttercup. Listen, this month's Social Curator Action Plan, this is our monthly marketing plan, this contains a 4-week social media holiday promotional calendar that follows you through the 4 phases of my 4-week promotional template. We have the nurture sequence, week 1, the warm-up sequence, week 2, the sales sequence, week 3, and the holiday deadline sequence, and that is week 4. So you're just like, okay, Jasmine, you gave me a template, but like, where is the best part? Well, the best part is that I also provide you with 30 days of swipe copy. I provide you with 30 days of templates for a completely foolproof framework. And friend, I cannot wait for you to get your hands on it and join our community accountability challenge in our private Facebook community, because we want to support you as you promote your business this month. If you'd like to join Social Curator and receive 30 captions, 30 photos, and a promotional action plan, and a community to hold you accountable, you can head over to socialcurator.com to start your seasonal promotions. Okay, enough with that. You know what I'm saying? Like what I just did, I want to be 100, because what I just did was I positioned a valuable offer. But I could not just show up and say, hey guys, buy Social Curator. I literally practice what I preach. I want to lead with so much value and then give an optional offer for you to go deeper with me. It is not a matter of importance if you decide that Social Curator is for you right now or for you at a later point in time. All I'm saying is that the way that I present to you is week after week, episode after episode, I just show you how I smother you with goodness. I smother you with value. And if you don't spend a dang dime with me, it's all good. I'm still going to keep on smothering you with love. Okay. But what I want to make sure that I'm doing is that I am incentivizing you, right? I want to incentivize you because, hey, you want to promote your business during the holiday season. And then what do I want to do? I want to engage with you, which is tip number 2. If you're listening to this and you want to like hit me up on Instagram, let's do that, boo-boo. Also Facebook, LinkedIn, we out in all the places. And then what I want to do lastly is post consistently. You will see me post at minimum one podcast a week, at minimum every day on Facebook, every day on Instagram, 3 to 4 times a week on LinkedIn, 3 times a week on YouTube, 3 to 4 blog posts. I want to be consistent and meet you where you are. So friend, that is where we are. I literally practice what I preach. I hope that you enjoyed these 3 tactical tips on how to turn followers into customers this holiday season. Now remember, the key to selling on social is not more followers. It's to incentivize your current followers to buy immediately, engage during this time, and that leads up to a sale. And then I want you posting consistently throughout your holiday launch. This is how you will create meaningful relationships that turn into dollar bills, y'all. okay, you know what? I started off with that ho-ho hoping joke in the beginning, and now I'm saying dollar bills with like a triple Z at the end. Santa is putting me on his naughty list. You know what I'm saying? Until next week, I hope to see you here on the podcast. I don't actually see you. We just listen to each other. Although I could see you on the inside of the Social Curator Group, where we will brainstorm holiday promotion incentives during our monthly group coaching class that I will be teaching on November 18th inside of the private group. If not there, then I will chat with you next week. Talk soon. Bye.